Good Sunday morning to you from Radio 1400 KCOW. Mike Lessinger with you with another edition of our Coach's Corner program. Coach's Corner brought to you by Accent Chiropractic in Alliance. As we welcome Coach Travis Hawk to the microphones. Coach, good morning. We're again a little bleary-eyed, but we get the two long road trips out of the way, and we split the two. So that's all right against two pretty good quality opponents.
Yeah, you know, another late night, but, I thought our kids played very well under the circumstances of having to get on the bus and travel 6 hours. And we did get home a little earlier. We got home about an hour earlier on Friday night. And that makes getting up Saturday a little easier. But also somehow not giving up that extra 6 feet at the end of the game makes getting up a lot easier too.
That definitely makes a huge, huge difference, I'm sure. Tired but happy bunch of Bulldogs on the way home, right?
Yeah. I was very proud of them, and I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that a little more later, but what a great goal line stand. And our character focus for the week was mental toughness and perseverance. And I really thought they showed that because we had an unfortunate face mask penalty that I think was a correct call. But it wasn't a purpose. It was just one of those things. The kid was tackling and hand got caught up in his face mask. And that gave him half the distance down to the 13. And so our kids' back was to the wall, and I thought they really responded. And so it's very stressful on a big old fat guy like me, but it was nice to see.
You know, when it comes down, I mean, the play of the game, it comes down final seconds. Okay, who's tougher? Are we going to hold you out, or can you punch it in? And that's basically what it came down to, wasn't it? And they might have been trying maybe a little too fast. There was enough time, I thought, that they probably could have maybe taken a little time, got everybody set, but it seemed like Hastings rushed up to the line, tried to get a quick snap. Of course, they run a quick tempo anyway.
Right.
And bobbled the snap. I don't know if we recovered it or not, but it didn't matter because it wasn't in the end zone.
Right. Yeah, I guess as a coach, you've been in this business so long. I was ready to see the ball come squirting out into the end zone or something, to have them pounce on it while the melee was scrambling around for the ball. They really let it go a long time before they blew the whistle. So I kept waiting for something bad to happen. You know, it just seemed like that was kind of the way the night was going, that one more bad thing was going to happen. But what a great goal line stand. You know, I know we had freshman Gage Rolls in at D-tackle and sophomore Moses Dunn at D-tackle. And obviously got a great surge, and our middle backers were plugged in. And that – you know, it's a situation we practice every week, fourth and inches, fourth and goal on the inches. And we practice it every week, and it paid off because we got a tremendous surge. I don't know that I've been a part of a goal line stand. They had four cracks from inside the two. Now, they weren't very creative in their play calling. You know, I kept waiting for at least on one of the downs, a slant, a boot pass, something, a quarterback keep of some sorts. And I think they were going to just punch it in and go so fast that we couldn't even get set up. Mm-hmm. And I will say that the refs seemed to get the ball set awfully quick those last four downs. You know, we were standing over the ball a lot of the time throughout the game, wanting to get the ball snapped quicker, and we were getting held up by the officials. But it seemed like the tempo of the game picked up considerably the last four plays of the game. But very, very exciting into a game.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to ask you next was, did you just kind of roll the dice and think that, okay, they're just going to try and punch this right up the middle, so let's stack our defense that way? Because you really didn't even have time to probably get a real good defensive call in. Basically, the kids had just had time to probably set in their base defense and go, didn't they?
Well,
kind of
we in that situation, we're in what we call guts all fire. Mm-hmm. Everybody, the defensive backs are all locked up on a receiver, and then the interior is pinching, and the linebackers are in tight and just on all fours with their butts up in the air trying to knock the offensive line back. And that's what they did. And the unfortunate part, and this is something we struggle with too, the unfortunate part of running a pistol offense is it makes that direct snap a little more not guaranteed. And I think that might have been the only time they were under center the whole night.
It might have been, yeah.
And the fourth, when it was fourth and a half yard, he bobbled the snap. And part of that was the center just got knocked back. I mean, and I really don't know who of our kids hit him, but the center got knocked back into the quarterback, and the ball come up. And, And like I said, the only thing I was worried about is somehow it getting kicked out into the end zone and then pouncing on it at that point.
Well, a lot of things led up to that, too, certainly, right. to get them down in that situation. But prior to that, though, for probably the majority of the game, it was played between maybe even the 20s and 30s. Both teams had a couple of opportunities, but really not able to cash much in. We did show an ability to move the ball, but unfortunately couldn't finish it off with a score, maybe a couple of times.
Right. Yeah. We've got to get something figured out inside the 30. And you know, we know what it is. We right now are not a team that can line up and knock somebody off the ball and pick up. We don't have that characteristic yet. Now, you know, I think we will. I thought Cody ran harder again. I thought James Long come in and did a nice job at fullback and of course having Josh Matulka go down at the end of the second quarter changed things for us a little bit. Mm-hmm. But Baden Schoenstein did a very nice job at quarterback, but it just changes things. Now you're not quite as comfortable. You know, we had installed some things that you're not quite as comfortable doing just because you know, Baden didn't get quite as many reps as Josh I thought we moved the ball well. In fact, I think they ended up with 230 yards of total offense, and of which 90 had to come on that last drive.
Yeah. They started on the 8, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I felt really good. I don't know if there's 4 minutes left in the game. Mm-hmm. They're on the 8-yard line. They hadn't moved the ball at all. And they went extremely up tempo. And they also, on that last drive, then started to run a play-action pass where they pulled their guards. Mm. And so our linebackers were keying guards and would flow with them, and then they were running a little curl pass in behind where the middle linebackers were. And a very good scheme, very fast. It was just three plays. They were either running veer, quarterback keep, or that inside curl, or, you know, we would call it spacing. And a great combination. And then, you know, we had the kid wrapped up on a 3rd and 15, and spun around, mm-hmm. and, you know, we pride ourselves on 11 the ball, I thought it was a very well officiated game, but they did let the plays go a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't quick whistled for sure. And I think the kids' forward momentum had stopped, and several,
you know, he kind of bounces
right.
out, yeah.
And mm-hmm. he bounced out because we hesitated. I mean, we had several kids that just kind of gave up on the play, and what should have been a -4 ended up being about a +20. Mm-hmm. And that was huge, and then that face mask was huge on that final drive.
Well, and then you start strategizing a little bit late in the game because you don't want to get tackled for a safety right. with still time, with probably a little less than a minute to go. You don't want to give them 30 or 40 seconds, and you'd like to give them 5 or 10 seconds right. as it ended up. So it was good that we were able to get positive yardage. A couple of quick quarterback sneaks got us out to about the 6. By that time, they had taken most of their timeouts, and there's only about 20 seconds remaining in the game. And so then the wheels start turning. What do you want to do? And right. you elect to take the intentional safety, burn some time, let Trevor run around in the end zone, burn some time. And they basically had one play left after right. that. They caught the free kick at midfield. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought, well, okay, 6 seconds, maybe they could run two plays, but probably not.
High school football, you know,
yeah,
12
hard.
Seconds.
Yeah,
I think, yeah. you know, usually the kind of the general feeling is 12 seconds. That safety is about what you have to do because you're really not mm-hmm. out anything. They still have to have a touchdown to beat
right,
you. And
right.
you could lose the game quick on a block punt.
Oh,
touchdown.
Yeah. Snap, a blocked punt, anything like that will turn into 6 points fast.
You know, and Trevor did a nice job. I think when we went to snap that ball, there were 13 seconds left in the game.
I think that sounds right, yeah.
And so he ran about whatever that'd be.
I think there was six left.
Six, yeah.
So.
The only thing, you know, there should have been some a second come off the clock on the kickoff. I mean,
true.
And there has to be some amount of time for a fair catch. And there was earlier in their drive, there was one other time where 9 or 10 seconds should have came off the clock, but that's, you're going to get that at home.
Oh yeah.
And so we took the safety, punted it out and gave them one shot at it. And again, they hucked it down to the 10-yard line and we were able to knock it down and get out of there with a win.
Okay. We'll come back and we'll recap some more of this game in just a moment. You're in tune to Coach's Corner on KCOW, brought to you by Accent Chiropractic and Alliance. We are back with more after this from Accent Chiropractic.